From the Word of God, Matthew chapter 24, beginning at verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as in the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken, and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Driving around our neighborhood in the last few weeks, Bonnie and I had been struck by the number of homes that already had Christmas lights strung and brilliantly lit, even some before Halloween. There were homes with Santa and homes with stars and homes with spotlights on elves and other with colored beams focused on cutouts of mangers and of angels. And it was very beautiful, and during this week, it has become even more so. It was our feeling that this year there are more lights and more decorations than in any of the past few years. And I wondered why. Especially I wonder why, when so many people do not believe in the one whose birth we will celebrate in just a little over 3 weeks from now, when so many people are so ignorant of the treasure that is contained within our faith. Why are there so many lights this year? I believe that the lights we see everywhere we go are expressions of defiance in the face of hard times. And we've had some hard times. That they are tangible assertions that when all is fragile, that when all is increasingly dark, that there is hope. That they are an attempt to affirm that there is goodness and joy and peace to be had, and that affirmation done by believers and unbelievers alike. And all that is wonderful, and one that no Scrooge should take from us with comments about, we shouldn't rush Christmas, or it's all a waste of money or electrical power and of time, because in a couple of weeks you'll just be taking it all down again. We all need beauty. We all should defy the darkness. We all need hope. We all need the peace that only Jesus brings. The lights of Christmas provide all of these things. Now, people express hope in different ways, and hope means different things for different people. There is the hope for a Christmas like we had as a child. I remember one Christmas, and I've got to take you back, oh my, probably 65 years. And I didn't learn these facts until years later. But Mom and Dad decided that there were so many presents for me that Christmas that they would hold some of them back until my birthday in February. And even with them holding back presents for my birthday, I remember counting 17 packages for me. And that was back in the day when Dad made $166.66 a month take-home pay. And even with inflation, that was no money then. That's no money today. But the hope of a Christmas that we had as a child. The hope of Christmas of warm fires and sweet, never-ending smells. And for some people, and I won't name any names, but one of us here today whose initials are Bonnie Sisler hopes for snow on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The hope for a family gathering and a family life like it was in the before times, before there was divorce, before there was the agony of an untimely death, before there was the grief that separation brings. There's the hope of a world of magic, a world in which Santa Claus and his elves really make and deliver all the toys that our children could possibly desire. And we have one grandchild, a 12-year-old, who still firmly believes in Santa Claus. There's the hope for a world in which all the problems and pressures of daily living can be erased, if only the carols are played on great big speakers and played loudly enough. There's the hope for a world in which joy and hope and peace can be increased in direct proportion to the number of lights we string and the number of spotlights we erect and shine on pieces of plastic and pieces of wood. But for those who do not have the real hope that Christmas represents, that's all in vain. The lights of Christmas cannot and will not make Christmas like it was when we were children. The lights of Christmas cannot and will not hold back the darkness of sin and sorrow. The lights of Christmas cannot and will not change the world. Only the Christ who was born on Christmas Day can do that. Only the hope that we have in Him, who was crucified for our sins and who was raised from the dead and who has promised to return, can change our lives and make them worth the living. It is a wonderful thing to prepare for Christmas by hanging lights and decorating trees and preparing gifts for those you love. It is a wonderful thing to defy the course of the world and to proclaim that there is a special day, a day in which family and friends may gather and eat together in peace with joy. But it is even more wonderful when in doing so you have reason to believe that a day is coming when the whole world will be at peace. Reason to believe that when your life is done, you will enter into a joy that is eternal. When you have reason to believe that the light which is right now only briefly defying the darkness during our Christmas celebrations will be established and last forever. We have such reasons. We have such hope. And because of that, you and I can rejoice at Christmas time, even if the money is tighter than we've ever known, even if our jobs are not secure, and if our health is not what it once was, and even if our children have moved away or our parents have died, even if our villages and our towns are threatened by crime and pollution and the ills of human greed and human selfishness, we have such a hope because of the one who came at the first Christmas, because of his life, his death, his resurrection, and his promise to come again. And because even now, he is present in the hearts of all those who believe in him. Because of that, you and I can face the world as it is and make a difference to it and be at peace in it. The light of the world has come. May his light shine from your homes and your hearts this Advent season, and in all the seasons of all your days to come, reflecting the true light, the light of Jesus Christ. Amen.